right. Well, I guess this is my first episode of Our Safe Place. My name is AC, and I guess let's get this going. So what this podcast is going to be about is just life, you know, what got us here, what got me here, what gets us through the day, what almost keeps us from getting through the day. I'm going to talk about growing up, the fun stuff we used to do, all the crazy stuff we used to do as kids that there's no way in the world we could get away with now. And we're going to talk about some not so fun things as well, some life experiences, some history, some things that maybe you went through that shaped you and hurt you, and we're going to talk about all of that. And I guess I keep saying you, but I guess I mean me. It's going to be a lot about me, but I hope that it helps you. Even if it's one person out there, if any of my stories or experiences or growth or anything can help anybody, that's pretty cool. So let's give you a little background on me. I am right outside of Houston, a small little community. It is about 40 degrees outside right now. Not a cloud in the sky. And I am sitting in my car in a park. This is kind of the only time I get to be by myself, empty my head, and just think. And so I figured, what better time to do my podcast than in a car by myself? Usually I'd be listening to some music, and maybe we'll get into that later on, but I'm just kind of sitting here clearing my mind today, thinking about a lot of stuff. Today, I'm actually thinking about me growing up and what I'd be doing in this park if I wasn't sitting in this car. God. Looking over here at this ditch, yeah, we'd probably be messing with like a little sewage drain over there. I'd be messing with, it's probably too cold for that, but I'd probably be messing with a little crawfish, you know, or trying to gig a frog. Man, we used to do some crazy stuff. Life was a lot simpler back then. Everything wasn't so planned. We didn't have cell phones or social media. I didn't worry about my surroundings or strangers, or didn't worry about what time I was supposed to be home because the street lights would tell me that time. It was a lot simpler back then. We didn't worry about work or deadlines. Or appointments. Oh man, those those were the days. Much simpler, but I would not go back. I like where I am now, love where I am now. And as much as I wish some things in the past didn't happen and wish I wasn't in certain situations, I wouldn't change any of it. My life is pretty nice, and though some things were not great, we'll dive into those later. It's pretty great sitting in a parking lot in a beautiful park. Wish I could be outside, but I think the wind may mess up this fancy little microphone that I got. Hopefully this thing's working well. So what are some of you guys' favorite things as kids that y'all used to do? We would play football in the street for hours. Light post to light post would be the football, you know, would be the goal post. man, football for hours. Tackling the grass, touched in the street. If you got in the grass, it was just, oh my God. You hope you ended up in the grass and not in the sidewalk. And we would play all day. All day. Like, it would be stupid. The score would be like 70-something, 80-something. And we would just keep playing. One kid would drop off, have to go home. Next person would drop off, have to go home. And we'd play till there was literally three people. One person on each side and all-time quarterback in the middle. Like, man, that seems like a long time ago. But definitely brings a smile to my face because, man, those were some good times. We didn't care about anything back then. Like, guys, you know it. You get in a fight, you could punch somebody during that football game, and 10 minutes after it was finished, hey, you want to spend the night? It was so much simpler back then. Relationships were easy. Nobody cared about anything. You know, it was just kids, man. Oh, God. So much easier. That was, those were some good memories. Very, very cool. I mean, neighborhood kids coming from blocks and blocks and blocks away to play. Good times, man. Also, oh, man. I remember once I was playing and got kicked in my hand like an idiot. I thought I was going to block a pass, and the dude kicked the ball and kicked my hand and dislocated my thumb, and my bone was all popping out. And I think that's when I, looking back, I think that's when I realized I had some hardcore anxiety issues. Because it did not hurt until I looked at my hand. And then I freaked out. Bone was there. And everybody was like, oh, let me just pull your thumb. And dude, I was probably like 9. And I had a bunch of 12 and 13 year olds trying to pop my thumb back in place. And I screamed and went inside and showed my mom. I remember they took me to the emergency room. We get to the emergency room. And again, it didn't hurt, but I'm panicking because my bone is sitting there. And I remember looking next to me, and God, it's crazy I can remember this, but there was a kid who had literally run over his foot with a lawnmower, and I'm sitting here griping about my thumb being dislocated, and this kid has his foot dangling off. But, oh my God. So what did they do? I get back in the back room. The doctor gives me 3 shots, one in each little spot down by my thumb, and he just says, hey, this is going to hurt. Popped that freaking thumb back, and I screamed bloody murder. And that was it. They put me in a sling for a few weeks, and I was good. But I think they told the doc. I think the doctor told my mom that if I didn't calm down, I'd have a heart attack by the time I was 25, because my heart rate was going crazy. And but I mean, that's a lot of pain for a 9-year-old, man. Oh my God, that is too funny, man. I mean, football in the streets, y'all, that is, do you even see kids doing that anymore? Like, I can't even tell you the last time I saw some kids in the street playing catch. I mean, if it's not on a computer or a video game, do kids even play football like that? I mean, that's crazy. I mean, I really don't remember. Anybody remember that? Anybody? When's the last time you saw some kids playing catch? Oh, it's crazy. Good times, man. Football in the streets. What else we used to do as kids? You guys ever play in the creek or the bayou? Oh my God, that will be a whole episode, but we used to play in the bayou all the time. You couldn't pay me to do that now. Like, you could give me $1,000 right now and say, hey, go down there and get in the creek and, you know, wade in the water and let it get up to your waist. And there is no way I'm getting in that crap. But as a kid, dude, other than football on the street, playing in the bayou, tying a stick together with another stick or sharpening a stick and gigging a frog, and oh my God, we did that now, I'd have somebody yelling at me about animal rights or something. Like, we would catch frogs and turtles and a snake. I mean, you name it. In the bayou? Oh, man. Yeah, I'm going to have to jot that down. The bayou could be a whole podcast. That's, oh, my God, man. Some great memories. So, let's see. So, I'm in this little city right outside of Houston. Little town right outside Houston. When we moved out here, from kind of inner city Houston, from the Heights. When we moved out here, it was different. I mean, I was only like 5 when we moved out here, but, you know, in Houston, we were on a main street. You know, out here, oh man, there was nothing around us. I mean, there was one street of houses. The house we moved into across the street from us was nothing. It was empty lots. The houses behind us, or the lots behind us, were empty lots. There were some houses around the corner from us, but other than that, it was a brand new development. There was nothing. Construction sites all around us, which is, oh man, a whole other discovery, right? I mean, 5, 6 years old, mom goes to work, brother and sister hanging out at the house. Of course, what are you going to do? You're going to walk across the street where the construction workers aren't, because they weren't there, and you're going to check out those houses being built, right? Man, we would go into these construction houses, and, you know, they have nail guns, and they have windows and glass, and, you know, we're punk kids, man. You can't give us all this destructive, parent-free, nobody zone. Like, I mean, my God, back then it was the 80s, man, early 80s, so, you know, Rambo was on TV, man, so these nails for these nail guns were in strips like the bullets across Rambo's chest. So we would just throw them on our back and walk around with them like they were just bullets, and they were just like, oh, we just were the coolest thing. I mean, we'd take stuff from those places. You know, we moved into our new house. We had no grass. We had nothing. It was just dirt on the sides and the back of the house. I think we had grass just in the front yard, but around the sides and the back, there was no grass. Well, my mom was at work, and construction sites are open, and they're all around us. So we went and got the grass. We went to the pallets and picked up the things of grass, and we'd carry them one by one, my brother and sister and I, one by one. Go get one across the street, grab one across the street, back and forth to the backyard. My mom came home. Our whole backyard was grassed. The sides of the house were grassed. Nobody would see it on the sides because the fences were there. Nobody would see it in the back because the fence was there. But we had a whole freaking thing of grass. Nobody else in the neighborhood did. Of course, the new houses that were being built in front of us didn't have their front yard grass now because we took it off the pallets. But, you know, hey, it was the early 80s. Housing market was awful. So I'm sure that they got reimbursed somehow and bought more grass. But, oh my God, man. Again, something you could not pay me to do now, because you get shot or arrested, even at 5. I mean, come on, I'd be in juvie or something crazy, right? Different times, man. Absolutely different times. Anyway, we moved out here, and out here, I think at the time there were only 2 high schools. Just some perspective, I still live in the same area, and now there's 10. Back then, they were maybe a couple thousand kids in each school, 9th through 12th grade high school. Now there's close to 5,000 or 6,000 kids in each school, which is insane, and again, there's 10. Yeah, it's just different times. I mean, it's grown a lot, and simpler, fun, amazing times. I mean, this was in 81, so come on, man, 81, I mean, early 80s, just in general, were amazing, you know. My brother was 4 years older than me. My sister was 4 years older than him. My sister had all the cool music, you know. I just listened to whatever she listened to. I always grew up with that stuff, man. My sister was like second mom because my mom was always working. My brother was like, I mean, even though he was only 4 years older than me, he was like my dad because he was the father figure at that age, man. My mom worked a lot. My dad wasn't around. It was crazy. I wouldn't change it though, man. It's those days at the beginning when it was me and my brother and sister, and in my head, that's all we were. Me, my brother and sister, my mom. Those were the best times, because that's when we were closest, because we were new. We were new out here. We were innocent, you know. In my head, obviously, as a 5-year-old, I didn't know anything that my brother and sister had been through. I didn't know anything my mom had been through. I was 5. I hadn't been through anything. I knew nothing about nothing. And of course it was simpler times, because you're innocent and everything is new and fresh and you don't know what's happening at the neighbor's house. You don't know what's happening when your friends go home from those night football games. You don't know what happens with your friends when they go home after those days in the bayou and they come home stinking up to be damned. You don't know what mom went through at work because you've been doing the kid stuff all day. You're just ignorant to everything and you know nothing. And there's a amazing innocence about that that don't understand as a kid. So this podcast was an idea of mine for a long time after 45 years of life and 15 years of really finding me. To get out the amazing life that I've had, the amazing experiences that made me the person that I am, the awful experiences that made me the person who I am, but also to talk about people in my life that affected me negatively, but I can still look back and appreciate good times that I had with these people. I hope somebody out there hears a story of mine, an experience of mine, a fun time of mine that makes you think about something from your childhood or from your teenage years or from your 20s or now, or maybe now that you're married and you have children. And I hope something you hear over the next however long this lasts for me, I hope something affects you in a way that lets you understand that when things in life happen, they might not seem like they make sense. You might question why. Man, when all of those things are said and done, the end story, the why, is amazing. This podcast is my safe place. But this is our safe place.